This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, April 15th. God's word to you today is only Jesus. Our scripture reading is taken from Mark 8:36, and it says, "And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul?" Jesus alone can authoritatively make this statement, and it is because Jesus himself was tempted in every way. Jesus was tempted to go the way of the world. Many years ago, a young man came to me for counsel. He was at a crossroad in his life. He was chasing a business with the government of a very powerful nation. The vice president said he wanted to give this young man the business deal, but he only does business with his brothers. Bottom line, if he was not willing to join their cult, then he could not get the business deal. The business was worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and the young man was conflicted. He said to me, "Do you know what this money will do for the kingdom?" As if God is broke. "The silver and gold are mine," says the Lord. "If I were hungry, I would not ask you," God says. So I told him not to do it. He told me later on that he had made up his mind to commit to that cult. But Jesus appeared to him and said, "Where are you going to?" Of course, that led to a complete turnaround because Jesus told him not to commit to the cult. God really helped him. So when he left my office, I said to God, "But I am the pastor. You need to appear to me too. You will get this option." Jesus himself got this option. Please read Luke 4, verses 1 to 13. Luke 4, verses 6 and 7 say, "I will give you the glory of these kingdoms and the authority over them," the devil said, "because they are mine to give to anyone I please. I will give it all to you if you will worship me." If the devil was lying, Jesus would have called him out. Luke 4, 8 says, Jesus replied, "The scriptures say, you must worship the Lord your God and serve only him." When you own a dog and your dog has puppies, who owns the puppies? So Jesus says, "I will bow only to God, the Most High God, the possessor of the heavens and the earth, that owns you and owns everything on earth." Jesus had the opportunity to sell his soul to gain the world. He had the opportunity to take the way of the world. You will have the opportunity, but you will pass your test because Jesus passed his test. It is so important that we will realize that the way of the world is not a new turn. It is the same turn the enemy has been using to cheat mankind from the beginning. In fact, the very first recorded crossroad of humanity in Genesis 3, 1 to 7, please read, is all about the way of the world. Jesus overcame the appeal of the world, and you will overcome. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And because I know, oh, he owns my future, my life is worth living just because he lives. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.